Well, we are finally at the season finale for Black Ink Crew Chicago, and it looks like it's a lot of changes happening. Everybody's evolving, and we have our special guest, Dawn Brumfield, in the building to help us dissect everything and just break it down. Let us know what's happening at 9 Mag, y'all. The review is up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, where are the leaves? Cue the
right?
leaves.
Cue the leaves.
Damn it, it's the end. I'm not ready, y'all. What's up, everybody? We are your Black Ink Crew Chicago panel. I am your girl, Carmen, and I'm here with my lovely co-hosts as we're here to wrap up this season. Y'all, introduce yourselves.
Oh, I know. It's so depressing, guys. What's up? I'm Nakia Monet.
Hey, guys. I'm sad, and I'm also Elle Marie.
Oh,
we're sad.
It's too over too quick, you guys.
It did seem so fast this season.
It went by hella fast.
It did. But you know what? We're ending it on an amazing note because we have the one and only. Not only is he a piercer, not only is he a manager of 9 Mag, he is now an acting, working actor, Mr. the one and only Dawn Brumfield. What's up, Bishop Dawn?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
We're feeling good. We're happy to have you in the building with us.
As always, man. Love y'all, man. Appreciate y'all, you know, rocking out with your boy.
Thanks for Skyping. And you know, we were hoping to have you in the studio, but we got to take... the Skype, that's what we'll do.
We'll fight you next time, don't worry. Right.
I'll tell y'all off the mic.
Okay.
Okay, we got
okay.
that.
That's all right. It's all good, you know. How are things in Chicago? It's a lot of changes happening in 9 Mag, huh?
It's a lot of changes happening, but I think there are changes for the better.
Okay.
You know, at some point you got to put your foot down and establish... the future of what you want things to become. Like, if you want a legacy, you got to put your stamp on it in a strong way. So, you know, for Ryan, you know, however it might have ended or, you know, however it looked, we're all proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first and foremost thing that I want people to know. And that we are all pursuing something in a future venture together.
Yes. I think the show did a really good job of showing the fact that you guys are truly growing and evolving from mm-hmm. this experience. Like, especially from today's episode, you can just tell that there's just elevation waiting around the corner for everybody. So, you know, how'd you guys feel about that? Do you guys agree?
Yes. I'm super excited because I know there's been a few times, like, either you guys, well, Dawn, you weren't here, but we've talked to you guys a lot. And we've always said, like, man, we just want things to be different. We just want things mm-hmm. to be better. But we've seen that you guys were growing from season one to now. Mm-hmm. So I think this season was a really good season because I felt like it was all about growth and peace and coming together and building your own foundation. Mm-hmm.
And nobody's in the same position they were like season one. Mm-hmm. You know, whether that's mentally, whether that's job opportunities, anything, everyone has grown in every level possible. And I think that that's pretty dope.
Yeah,
everybody.
Definitely.
So congrats to all y'all, Dawn.
Oh, thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you. I mean, really, all that we speak is excellence as a unit. Let's kill the elephant in the room early and say that, you know, the platform being on reality TV is not where you want to stay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody comes on reality TV and want to be like, oh, I just want to be crazy. Because most people, what they do, they put their albums out.
Right.
Put mm-hmm. tracks out. But they put their opportunities out there. We're just a cast of young Black males and females who grew up in Chicago. And end of the day, we just all want to win together.
Well, we're proud of you guys. Speaking of winning and elevation, this season, you went from being a piercer to being the guy in charge, handling everything as the manager at 9 Mag. How did you like that position, and was it difficult? Because we saw you have to, like, iron some stuff out with Bella when the girls got a little wild. You know, you had to put some people in their places. But tell us about what that experience was like for you, becoming the manager of 9 Mag.
Well, becoming the manager for 9 Mag, for me, like, honestly, it wasn't hard. I've been around 9 Mag since the doors opened, before there was a TV show. I knew how the shop ran. I spent nights and mornings mopping floors. I spent nights waking Ryan up in the chair next to me like, hey, bro, your client walking in. Bro, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back to the bag. So for me, it was natural because I've been around there and watched these guys grow, and I'm proud of them. And they all know that Don as an individual has been a supporter. has been a grinder, has been someone who's had been in their corner since day one. And for me, I felt like I earned it.
Nice.
I didn't feel like it was position. I didn't feel like it was position uncomfortable being given. I think that even Ryan knew and the rest of the shop knew, like, Don has never been, like, fake. He's been in everybody corner, the mm-hmm. good or the bad.
Yeah, and I think like, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this position suits Don yeah. very well as well. What do you guys think?
I think mm-hmm. so. A question I have for you, Don, I feel like in this season, we got to see a little bit more of, like, your silly side, funny side, and I feel like we got to see you kind of, like, bring your wall down mm-hmm. a little bit. Mm-hmm. And now that we see you acting, I think that's really dope. Have you always wanted to act?
No, I always wanted to get into, you know, get behind the camera, have fun. These are, like, secret passions. You know what I'm saying? And, like, for me, it's been fun. It's been excellent. And that's why you don't really see a lot of my friends putting up a resistance against me acting. Because they kind of know, like, you know, he kind of, this what, like, he's always been a comedian, always been silly, always been able to, like, you know, entertain.
Very
like,
charismatic.
Yeah, charismatic. I like
that. I got you.
And like Nakia said, you're able to kind of let your guard down. Do you think that is part of like why you're like being able to get into acting now and the funny scenes, like the scene you had where you were pretending to be the white lady? Like social media went crazy. Like, why is Don's white lady voice like on point? You know what I mean? Because other seasons, you know, we've had to build up to this. We've seen, you know, we have seen anger and things like that from you. Mm-hmm. So do you think it's more so like you feel like you can be yourself now?
Most definitely. Like, honestly, I've been through a journey. I did a scene today with my cast where I was just talking about a journey.
Nice.
You know, and it's not to be like, what's the word? Not to have the ego or not to be strong for it, but I feel like I personally, my family, and I have been through everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For the show to, you know, be where it's at.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, for once, you know, I'm in a place where I know I'm very protective of my lady, mm-hmm. my kid. And my family, and guess what? You get to see the real Don.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of that journey with your family, we saw the transition from what happened with this crazy girl. I'm still trying to find out who she is. We can run up on her and flatten her tires.
We're gonna leave her where she is.
But moving on from her, what's the journey been like to get the family back together? Because you guys are in a really healthy place, and we're very proud of you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the journey been like to become this turtleneck-wearing, monogamous man that you are now? You know, tell us about that.
Well, to be honest with you, like, you get to a place where you understand life. You understand energy. You understand when people are willing to drain you, you know what I mean, to get an opportunity. You start understanding when people are opportunists. And mm-hmm. don't get me wrong, like, it's all fun and games when you're 22, 23, 24 coming into the TV world. But when you start realizing that people only want what you have mm. and don't really realize how hard it really is.
Mm.
Like, they want a taste of the fame. They want a taste of attention, but you don't realize how hard it is to be destroyed, be broken down, yeah. and have the strength to be built back up
mm-hmm.
on your own.
Mm-hmm.
The fans didn't build us back up. We did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was so proud of y'all.
We did that. You know what I mean? And that's what people had to see. So for us, the journey is, you know, going from an angry place to a place where, guess what? You know what we argue about? Who picking up the kids today and who buying the groceries?
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Argument. Come on, Black Lives.
And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with those arguments. Like, no, it's your turn. No, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Because that's normal.
I mean? It just grows from realizing, like, man, yeah, nothing's perfect, but these arguments are way better than us worrying about who texting who,
right.
who's mm-hmm. on, mm-hmm. who's in your DM, who's on who phone. Because at this point, I get it. We're not naive. Women will always send me something explicit. Mm-hmm. Men going to send her things explicit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, like, they want a taste of what they think is
mm-hmm.
dope.
Yeah.
Or think it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an easy journey. And for those who are watching tonight, this is not easy. This has been a struggle to get where we're at.
I think that's why it's so impressive. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just wanted to hit on that because I think that's why it's so impressive. You guys as a cast are so impressive because we have seen, we watch Love and Hip Hop. New York, Atlanta, and LA. You know, like, we know, we've seen the journey of a lot of people who, the Beverly Hills Housewives and the Atlanta Housewives, these shows have the tendency to tear people apart more than they do have the tendency to bring them up and cause elevation. So to see all of you guys growing and becoming men and becoming mature women, business women, it's really inspiring. Like, you guys are taking this opportunity and setting a great example for Black Americans and Americans, period, and anybody watching, for how to elevate, take something and grow through it, you know? I was proud to see that. I was proud to see that Ryan becoming the official boss was okay with everybody.
Well, see, that's like, honestly, that takes real conversation.
Yeah.
It's a moment to analyze yourself. I think, like, the last year and a half, I think everybody as a cast took a moment to realize where we came from, where we started, who we wanted to become. Like, and that's basically the story. A beginning, a middle, and an end. If you don't see yourself where you want to end and where you want to end up at, then you're lost.
Right. Very true.
Yeah.
Ryan asked himself, what do I want to be at the end of this journey? What will this platform have said about me? What would this platform have said about the people I started this journey with? So if you don't really know where you want this shit to end, excuse me for my language, if you don't know where you want this journey to end, then what are you doing? That's for your people. That's the people who start this with you. You know, me, Ryan, everybody admits, hey, man, we never did this alone. Ryan can't say, this is my TV show alone.
Right.
Like, we all look at each other and say, this is not my TV show by myself. We took this journey together.
Yeah.
What am I going to end this with?
Exactly.
So that's what I feel defines us. There's no shade on the Love and Hip Hop or anybody or basketball or New York. Understand that we came in this together and we agreed to go in this together and how we're going to end this together.
Yes. Something I loved about this season, you guys didn't shy away from showing emotion towards each other, Black men hugging, Black men crying, Black men saying, I love you, the Black men showing respect to Black women on this show. And that's something that I really admired about this season. And I just wanted to tell you guys that, because I feel like a lot of reality shows, we don't get to see the good. We only get to see the bad. And I know we're in our, what, fourth season with you guys, or fifth season with you guys. So I thought it was pretty dope to see you guys embrace and love up on each other.
Yes.
As Black men from Chicago.
Yeah, it was a really powerful piece, because we saw you get upset in New York for the Christmas special. And then this season, it revealed itself why it was so touching to you and why you were so emotional and upset about, you know, what production was doing behind the scenes. Can you tell us, like, how is Ford doing? Because the fact that you guys covered that and then embraced him in such a way was so powerful for so many people, because so many people struggle with depression and comparison and so many things. So tell us, give us some update on Ford and, you know, what's going on with our brother Ford. We love Ford.
We do.
My brother Ford is doing his thing. He's getting some music. He's living again. You know, some people can't bounce back from people trying to tear you down. And I wouldn't allow him to be torn down. I feel like he's a phenomenal individual. And growing up as kids, we had enough heartaches and destruction just growing up in Chicago. And I had to make him realize, you're the face and the voice for so many people who are scared. Who are scared to admit they're challenged with something. As y'all know, less than a season ago, we lost our sister. And that's because for so long, you know, we battled her battling depression and battling, you know, so many things. And then, you know, and we wind up losing her, unfortunately. Because we look at the world as African-Americans in particular, like, you know, depression, schizophrenia, that's, you know, no shit on anybody, but that's another culture's endeavors. That's what they have to deal with. No, understand that, like, you have to look at a community as this show in particular of Black men who grew up in poverty, didn't have a father, didn't have a mother, have had to deal with drug addicts and uncles and aunties who did nothing but cocaine your whole life in front of you. And be at a point where you can admit all that stuff hurt us.
It's trauma.
Definitely.
I want to tell you, like, we're dramatized. We're hurt. But as men, we're taught to be tough. We're taught to, man, you from the hood. You from the block. You don't cry. You don't hurt. No.
Right.
Let it be known that it takes more strength to show that you are hurt.
Exactly.
Let it know that it takes more strength to let it be known, I need your help. Mm-hmm. As women, as my wife, as you women at this panel, I need y'all support to keep moving. Mm-hmm. Because in my hood, I just need to be tough. And from where I grew up at, I just need to not let things wound me, shake it off. No, mm-hmm. we hurt.
Yeah. Yes, but we are here.
And then on top of that, we have to express that we're on a national, we're one of the number one TV channels in the world.
But y'all, not only that, y'all the number one show on the number one TV channel. Yeah. That's more pressure. Yeah.
That's watched. That's ridiculed. Mm-hmm. We have to look at Twitter. We have to look at IG and be called everything but the child of God. People don't know how much we hurt.
Well, we're here to tell you that we're commending you guys. Yes. Like, you guys are doing an excellent job of showing everybody what the true meaning of growth is.
Yeah.
You know, and we are just really, really happy for you guys. We're excited to see what's going to happen next. We were nervous at the end of this episode, and we're going to get into that. And don't worry, fans, we are going to cover this episode. We do have a review coming up, but we had to get this in with Dawn. We were nervous because we was like, what's going to happen to Nymeg? What you mean? Ryan leaving? What's happening? Like, you know, but...
I understand.
That moment where he put the show, the shop in the vans. Go for it.
Not to cut you off, but understand this. Me and Ryan talk every night.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about cutting nobody off. Me and Ryan talk every night about business, growth, entrepreneurship, credit.
Yes, grown man like, stuff.
This is how we politic with each other.
Exactly.
As black men in America and just wanting to grow and wanting to see each other win. So understand this. Yeah, and we're not done. The finale was just a tease. This finale tonight was just a tease to see where we're going to take ourselves as men.
Right.
Yes. And guess what? There's still going to be a journey. There's still some ladders to get over.
Yeah.
There's still some people who are very selfishly emotional. Who want to see themselves be on the top. But guess what? You can't get to the top. You can't get to the top without a struggle.
Okay. That's it ain't no winning without sacrifice.
That's
the
word.
Real. We're not going to get to the top without a struggle.
Right.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
So just notice that these next 10 episodes that's coming for y'all in about 6 weeks, it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a journal. But guess what? At the end of that tunnel, there's a light.
Okay.
I love
it.
We're
going to show America that there's a light for everyone, male, female, black, Hispanic, whatever you are, we're here to win as a unit and we're not here to destroy.
Come on, I
put that post up earlier saying like, man, if you go into things with negative intentions, with the intention of destroying somebody else, you're only going to fail yourself.
You sure are.
That energy comes back on you.
Yep.
We here to win.
That's a fact.
Yes.
Come on. I don't even know what to say. Dawn, I've been telling you, I really think that your gift is somewhere in counseling and nurturing, even if it's not what you're doing for a living. I think through your acting, you're going to reach so many people and you're going to be able to start foundations because there's something healing in your presence. Like, even the fact that you were there for your sister, you're there for your brother, and you just have this protective dominance over you. Like, it's very, you don't play. Like, when you punched through the wall to get the old boy that was on the other side of the wall who was messing with y'all girls. Like, that was a moment. Yeah. It was like, the dog punch.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that for a second. Since we do have you.
Since we got you here.
Carmen brought it up. So.
Well, look, since y'all got me, let's make it clear. I'm always going to be protective of the women in my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We might not see eye to eye. We might be perfect. Me and Ashley can get ready to shoot each other right now.
If somebody y'all better not. Door
and say I'm going to shoot, I'm going to slap the shit out of them.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's just the way I've been brought up, and it's just the way I've learned that, like, at the end of the day, I'm here to be a protector, a provider. If the women around me, just like you seen when I choked Junior, and he ain't even hit nobody. But I explained to Junior, I thought you hit something.
It's not even fair. Like, we know you only apply, like, 5% of your strength when you got to put people in their in their place. We already know. Like, man, it wouldn't even be fair if Dawn went ham, for real.
Man.
That's all it was. And so to understand this, like man, honestly, from the Dawn y'all seen in season one, my hurt, my pain, my tears, my anger was only from a place where I love people. And I tell people all the time, season one, I lost my uncle, I lost my grandmother all within 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I was hurt. I was mm-hmm. lost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was in defense mode.
Yeah.
And just like y'all see now, I just want to tell y'all, we ain't got to take a drink. But let us be hanging out and somebody yell at y'all, y'all have to muck at the wall and say, that's my homie.
Yeah.
You're not going to disrespect
me. You know
that
what?
That's who I am at heart, man. And I think anybody that knows me, anybody that grew up with me will tell you the same thing. You know, protect those who will protect you.
Mm-hmm.
Be there for those who will exchange energy into you. You women, I'm proud of y'all for what mm-hmm. you are doing. And y'all have always recharged me every time we have spoken.
Oh, thank you.
That's why I appreciate y'all. And I appreciate the women around me. And one in particular, my wife.
Yes.
You mm-hmm. know, my mother. Everybody, they recharge me, no matter the arguments, the fights. But I know that at some point, y'all have my back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we sure do.
I want to show people, like, continue to have people backs, continue to support, continue to be there for those who are there for you.
Mm-hmm.
So as y'all women on this panel tonight, I want to tell you I love y'all.
We love you too, Dawn.
That's real.
Keep doing y'all thing, man. And know that 9MAG is going to grow.
Yes.
And if they don't want to see it grow, we're going to step over you. We're not going to hate on nobody.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to step around you.
I know, that's right.
We are here to bless. We're here to bless and keep evolving, man.
Yes.
And I love y'all.
We love you.
We love you.
Speaking about love and evolving and your beautiful wife, you and your wife have a really cool event coming up for couples. Explain to the fans what that is and how they can get tickets and come to that event.
Oh, man, so listen, you can get tickets. Now, listen, if you come by yourself, at least bring your boo or a friend. This might be your... Might be your boo. The only thing is, man, the event is just to have a connection and have a good night.
Yeah.
We're not excluding nobody. You can buy a chicken and be single. That's okay.
Okay.
You might meet your Mrs. Wright or Mr. Wright.
I know, that's
right. You feel what I'm saying? But we're trying to have a room full of love and positive vibes.
Yeah.
No hate, no discouragement. We just want people to come out and have a great time. And people forget how to just have a good time. And I think that's what we want to remind you of. Have a drink. Have intellectual conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Learn that woman that's next to you. Ask that lady what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Ask that man what makes him happy. That's what this night is all about.
All right, yes.
Ask someone, mm-hmm. what are they looking for? What would be the top 10 greatest things in a date for you?
Hey, I'm pulling up.
Right?
I'm
like,
what would be the top 10 greatest things you walking into a date to?
Yes.
People forget that.
Yes, because you know what? We're so cyber. Doing? We're so cyber now.
What's this online?
Like
social media.
Yeah, like everything is cyber. Like we forget what we want when we're face to face, and it makes people socially awkward.
It's awkward, right?
Yes.
Person through Instagram and be like, "Ooh, he the love." No. Meet him in person. Meet her in person. And say, "What is 10 things that turn you off? What are 10 things that make you happy? What would be 10 things I can do to give you a perfect date?"
I'm taking that.
Well, Dawn, listen. This has been an amazing interview.
Yes.
Like, I mean, you really shine. So I'm gonna give you the option because you, as you can see, like Drew isn't here today. We love our dear Drew, but she isn't here today. So do you wanna stick around and be our fourth panelist for the review? Or are you what do you
What's
wanna
up?
Do? What's
Y'all
up?
Ready?
Yeah, all right. Let's do it.
Before we get into that.
We got a good 10.
But we're going to make it quick because, you know, it wasn't too much drama this week.
Right.
We can get right to it. But before we get into that, we want to give you guys at home a message from the network. So Kiki is going to give us a message from the network, and then we're going to get into reviewing this episode because we know you guys are waiting for it.
Yes, I'm going to give it to y'all right quick. So, hey, guys, before we move on to the next topic, we wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment because you know we're going to give y'all a shout-out because we always do. Even when you drag us, we still give y'all a shout-out. Being a part of the AfterBuzz TV family has meant so much to us. We appreciate all the love and we do thank you because now we're on Spotify, iTunes, and because of you guys, we're able to talk to people like Dawn and the whole cast for Black Ink Chicago. So thank you guys for supporting us and doing what we love. We love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so Dawn, this is when we get into the episode, honey. All right, for everybody waiting at home, we're waiting us to dig into this season finale. Let's start with the fact that, okay, we got you right here, Dawn, right at the top. You getting a movie deal, honey. It's season two, and you get, is it a movie? Is it a, what is it? Is it a TV series? Let us know what's going on in your world.
It's a, It's an Amazon series.
Damn.
It's dope. You know, it's an Amazon soap opera.
Okay. Soap drama. So
I'm Enzo Esquire, of course. Yeah. Esquire. So that means they have a little degrees, a little education behind me, of course. Okay. But I'm still done. I think they love me as the character because I'm still able to present the suave, the smooth me, just with a little bit of, you know, street edge with educational edge behind them. It's as me. I got two bachelor's degrees, you know, that nobody knows, you know what I'm saying? So it allows me to showcase another side of myself.
Okay.
But it's an amazing experience. It's a amazing opportunity because I'm around veteran actors, veteran individuals who have put their heart and soul into this, who have actually invested their money into this opportunity. So for me, sorry, y'all, I'm plugging on my phone. My
it's okay. It's all good.
I didn't want to die in the middle of the conversation, but it just shows me how to show people other side of me. So I love acting because at this point, I'm giving you a side of Don where Ashley is not slapping me. When
I was going to say, do you think that Ashley's going to be able to handle the pressure of you being a big TV movie star? What do you ladies think? Do you think, what do you guys think?
I'm nervous. I think right now Ashley's doing good. You know, she didn't give Don a hard time when he had to go to New York. So I'm like, okay, I'm positive. But at the same time, I don't know, Donna. Just got to be honest. You know, we have infidelity in the past. And when you don't see someone as much, some of those old insecurities could come back. So I'm hopeful, but I do feel like they may hit a rough time.
You got to be on your Skype game. You got to be on your FaceTime game. You got to make sure some flowers and some stuff pops up unexpectedly. You got to be on it, Don, so you can stay on top. You can keep this good, positive stuff that you got going on. Yeah. Speaking of investing in things, how did y'all feel about Charmaine thinking that Neek was supposed to bill her an app for free, and then invoicing him for
at least a discount.
At least a discount,
though, Neek. Like, that's the move, right?
Give me a discount.
Listen. me and Neek got a business started together.
Okay.
So it's the Never Alone. That's based on mental illness and suicide awareness.
Ooh.
It's an app that we're dropping in a couple of weeks. Even I had to drop a couple of bands to get some things going. Neek is smart.
Uh-huh. Yes, he is.
Very intelligent young man. And, you know, he has to understand, like, Charmaine had to understand, like, this ain't free.
Right.
Because he has a team of people that worked.
Yeah.
Right.
Hard.
So Charmaine got to drop some bands, huh?
Yes, she does. Because guess what? That's the investment in you. Hey, Neek not making no money off Charmaine.
That's his woman. Right.
He's paying other individuals to help build his woman up.
Right. Yeah. True. That's bomb.
True. So he's letting this woman know, invest in yourself. If you can invest in yourself, then I will back you up.
Okay.
I need to see you believe in yourself first. And that's how I took Neek. I didn't take Neek as like, oh, I need to cash out for you. What has he done for Charmaine already? Charmaine live in a house off the lake.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Getting it.
Two dogs, no kids.
That's
your
lovely.
Man making 200, 300K a year. You're not tripping on shit. Follow your dreams.
Yeah.
But show me that you believe in yourself, invest in yourself first.
All right.
Dang. Just got me all together.
Here with me. Right?
So it seemed like a very oriented, even down to like Charmaine and Neek, they're building a structure for a family.
Yeah.
And Van is very, very much, we already know Van is a family man. And one thing he don't play about is his baby girl. He had to pull up and sit little niece. Charles down. Yeah.
I thought that you guys might pull up like you guys did a few seasons
ago. Tank tops on.
I was waiting for the uncles to pull up on young Charles.
How'd you guys feel about how Van handled the young man who he felt like was disrespecting him? And then his response to Van checking him.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what fathers and mothers should do. You should be checking to see who your kids are hanging out with. And I think it was cool that VH1 showed a father who's concerned to be like, you're talking to my daughter. And Van's a man. He's been in high school. Men, y'all know what it's like. And that's why when men get daughters, they get very concerned because they were the man. So I think it was very noble for Van to be like, look, and I love the young boy because he was like, no, sir. I just like her. She's a young black queen.
When he called her a young black queen, we were like, okay, nephew.
You can date niece.
Yep. Okay. I'm like, did she prep you? Did she coach you on what to say to her dad?
No. See, what I peeped was an adjustment.
Yeah.
From the first scene to this scene was how he transitioned in the scene.
Yeah.
In the beginning, he like, yeah, cool, whatever.
Exactly.
He had to realize, like, fam, you're not playing with a little boy. You're not playing with some nigga off the block. You're talking to a grown man about his daughter.
Right.
But what you want to do. And the thing is, like, we all talked about it. Hey, I have a daughter.
Right.
You know what I mean? We grown men. We've been there. But the difference is a generation where now is, I'm going to show I'm tough by defiance.
Mm-hmm.
Not by respect. Respect shows that you're more man than anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what Van wanted this young man to realize.
Yep.
Man, I can crush you right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can knock you off these motherfucking stairs and you couldn't do shit about it.
Because we seen Van shove somebody and it's not lightweight. Van will shove you into next
this
week.
This is what we do. I'll be honest with you. Like, we don't hoop no more. He don't play football no more. So you know what our therapy is? A weight room.
Yeah, y'all stay in the gym.
Yeah, y'all do.
Little homie ain't doing no push-ups. Look, boy, I can ball you up right now. You know, mama got to come holler at me.
Exactly.
But I want you to be stern. I want you to be no punk.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to be stern. You know, the first time for me and my Ashley family was a brother that's retired military.
Oh boy.
Another brother that's, you know, been in gang life forever.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And just family members who's oriented with a lot of stuff that we grew up in Chicago.
Mm.
So if I walk into the room all, you know, what's the word? Timid.
Mm-hmm.
Man, why you messing with this goofy? I'm not here to disrespect y'all, but I'm going to let y'all know I'm a man. How y'all doing?
Right, right.
Hey, I love her. I'm here, and I respect her. I want to be with her. That's it. Be stern. I want to see that you're not a punk, because I don't want my daughter to walk around with no punk.
Right.
True. Facts.
But I want you to also have respect. If you can respect me, you're going to respect her.
Because
at the end of the day, you're going to know in the back of your mind, you got Big Donna running.
Well, speaking of respect, I don't mean to rush you, but we have to wrap this up. But we have to get this in because we done got the news and gossip in. We got a little bit of predictions of what we think is coming up. But before it all ends and the season is finally finale over, Ryan, speaking of respect, he levels up. He's opening a new shop. We see Rachel come in. Kind of makes everybody nervous because we know Rachel has kind of meant trouble for the other, you know, people in the shop. But here we have Ryan saying that he's going to open a new shop and he has Van, leaving Van in charge. How did that moment make you guys feel really quickly? If we could
it was anticipation. I was really like, okay, so what Ryan it already. So I was happy and proud that he's going to leave it to Van and they can kind of continue that whole like 9 Mag family thing. It's almost like a franchise situation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if Van's changing the name, but it's just good to see it being kept in the family.
Yes.
I was super excited. I kind of predicted it, but he's going to give the shop to his crew.
Yep.
He's going to give it to one of them and they're all going to run it together. So I kind of predicted. So it's something that I've been excited to see and I'm happy to see that everyone's together.
Yes. I think with everything that we've seen happen between Ryan and Van and the clash of egos and the clash of alpha maleness that they had going on, to see him kind of bring him up a level and say, you know, I do respect your business acumen, and I know that you can do this just as well as I can. I think it was cool to see that he wanted to share that type of life with Van.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't pressed about being the only boss, because he could have just left himself on the boss of both of them, but he shared the light with Van, and I thought that was very commendable of Ryan. Before we get out of here, and keep it at 60 seconds or less, tell us what you thought about that moment, and give us our final thought on this episode, and give us a couple of predictions real quick.
So look, in 60 seconds, guess what?
What?
I thought Don should have had it, but it's cool. I'm not that mad, because I feel like Van has the ability to run a shop.
Okay.
The key is you're going to watch in this next half of the season or next season when it come up. You're going to see how y'all feel about who should have been left it to.
Okay.
Who can run what, who can run not.
Ooh.
That's just simple. So guess what, man? I respect Ryan for wanting to see his brothers take over some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see in this future season, maybe your predictions will change or your opinions will change.
Mm. All right.
Like that.
Okay. Ooh, that's some juicy, juicy juice to leave this season on until we meet you guys back in 6 weeks. I cannot
wait. So guess what?
Wait.
Before y'all cut me out.
Yes.
I love y'all. Proud of all of y'all.
Aww.
Thank you.
No, Boo Thang ain't in the middle, but tell her. Proud of her too when she come back.
For sure.
Yes. I want y'all to keep winning, my ladies. I'm happy that y'all want to speak with your boy tonight, man. I love y'all. this from my heart.
We love you, Ty. We're proud of you. Yeah, the journey and the growth that you've made. We're proud of the fam. Proud of you and Ashley. Yes. We love you and thank you for always being a part. And please come back.
Yes, we need you in the studio.
Come to LA.
And shout out to Farrah. She's amazing.
Yes. Big shout out to Farrah.
Farrah is my queen, man. Yes. My second queen. We love her. She holds me down.
Yes. We love her. But until next time, you guys, 6 weeks, we will be covering Black and Crew New York. But until then, I'm your girl, Karma. You can find me on Instagram at King_Karma.
And guys, make sure you guys tune in next week because Black and New York will be in the building. I'm your girl, Nakia Monet. You can find me on social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Elmarie TV.
We'll see you guys in 6 weeks.
Bye, Dawn.
Love y'all.
Our founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.